and I'd be glad to answer any questions you might have right now.
About the X33, which is now the structural indice of this vehicle.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question, please?
About the X33, which is now currently the structural indice, the percentage of...
Structural fraction?
Yes.
For the X33?
Yes.
Truthfully, it's irrelevant. It is not very good because we are using what I call clunky liquid oxygen tank technology. On the flight test vehicle, we are using aluminum on the liquid oxygen tank because at the point when we had to freeze the design, composite liquid oxygen compatibility was not yet proven. We are doing a ground technology program to prove that you can take a composite tank, an unlined composite tank, and use it to store and fly liquid oxygen. If I remember correctly, the mass fraction, the propellant fraction of the X33 is something like 63.63. But we knew that it would be, again, clunky in that measure of merit simply because we're using old technology in the liquid oxygen tank. We're also using old turbopumps in the rocket engines. We're using second stage of the Saturn V launch vehicle. We're using those turbopumps, which are available and proven, but they're heavy also. And so there are several performance trades we had to make for the flight test vehicle, knowing that we were going in the ground technology program to prove the proper technologies that the Venture Star will need.
How open is NASA in allowing industry, American industry, in using non-American contractors?
For technology investment, the part that we are doing, we're very jealous about spending taxpayers' appropriations, congressional appropriations, on the technology improvement of U.S. industry. Our policies allow us to buy overseas when we are buying off-the-shelf components to include in our technology demonstrators. But when it comes to an operational vehicle, I believe the only constraint is that it has to be led by a U.S. Industry team. Yes.
Yes. We have talked about nasty questions. Let me ask one. In the Future X program, you had originally several demonstrators with Pathfinders and Trailblazers. And what we see now is one demonstrator which is going to be selected this year. Is this just a part of Future X, or you have changed your plans?
No. Our selection at the end of this calendar year is there's going to be at least one selection, at least one vehicle selected at the end of the calendar year. Pathfinder class, meaning it's smaller than X33. Truthfully, X34 class as far as cost. And we envision a continuing series of Pathfinders, if you would, comparatively low cost, but important in that they demonstrate new technologies, leading edge technologies in the flight environment. So, again, by keeping the cost low, we can afford to fly every 2 or 3 years. And then when you aggregate enough of the proven most modern technologies, then you go with something called a Trailblazer, which is like an X33. Big, expensive. But you have to do that in order to prove, in order to project the cost of full-scale development. You have to have that class of demonstrator eventually to project accurately the cost of full-scale development.
My question is NASA and or the U.S. government prepared to set incentives within the next 12 months to allow industry to decide about a multi-billion dollar program?
One of the incentives that is always there is, again, our both the Air Force and NASA's continuing interest and commitment to new technology. And so you could foresee that as an incentive, continuing investments in new technology to reduce the risk on full-scale development. Again, putting proven technologies in the relevant environment so that the designers have confidence in that component. There are other incentives that are beneficial. We just finished looking at a total of 16 different